We wouldn't do that.
Okay.
The big post in Daf Beis Amud Aleph deals with the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael as described in our Mishnah. First of the three main focus in our Mishnah, which we'll come back to in a second, but Rabbi Yehuda actually tells us what the borders of Eretz Yisrael are. May Rekim, Ula Mizrach, Rekim to Mizrach, Ashmon Dor, Ashmon Tadar, May Akhil Tafim, Akhil Kit, Safon. The Machlokas Rishonim is what Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael is Rabbi Yehuda describing for us. So the Pashup Shot seems to be like, the first thing you would think is like Ravina Tam. In the beginning of the Tosos here, Ravina Tam points out that all these cities are actually biblically in Eretz Yisrael. And he points out, no problem, because those are just the Gvulos of Olim Mitzrayim and Hanami. The Gvulos of Olim Mitzrayim, they had Ashkelon and Akko, all these places were inside, not outside. But we know that we hold, and it's Muskan among the vast majority of Rishona, that Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Shaita, Velo Kitchel Asad Lavo, right? The Kedusha Rishona of the Olim Mitzrayim is Batel, and only the Kedusha Shnia is Kitchel Shaita, and generally possibly Kitchel Asad Lavo. Nowadays, we only have the Kedusha Shnia of the Olim from Bavel. And it's Mefurish, a few places in Shas, Mishnah Chagiga, and other places, that the Olim Bavel settled a smaller area than the Olim Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Tam says, no problem. The gvulos that Rabbi Yehuda is describing in our Mishnah are the gvulos of Olei Bavel, because the gvulos of Olei Bavel are the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Hazeh. Not only that, but he points out if the whole point of the Mishnah is, right, either Eid Mitzvah Mekaimo or Lishma, then what difference does it make, you know, where Jews lived thousands of years ago? Mitzrayim, Olei Bavel is the current Kufa when the Mishnah is being written. So for sure, the Gvulos he's describing here are the Gvulos of Olei Bavel. Then he gets into some trouble, because Rekem seems to be within Olei Bavel, but no problem, there are two Rekems, he has lots of riots for that. Then he gets into trouble because Akko seems to be within the Gvulos of Olei Bavel. So two Gemaras. Number one, kissing the stones of Akko shows that it's real Kedusha. And number two, the Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael means you go to Akko. You can go to Akko. That's not leaving Eretz Yisrael. Shows that it's Kedusha. Says no problem. Based on the Rishonim, two halves of Akko. And the inside half is within Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. The outside side is outside. And then the re-attacks him. He has a few kashas from later on in the Perek, which the Ramban and others show you can get out of. But the Re has a second Shita. The Re says that the borders Rabbi Yehuda is describing are really smaller than the borders of Olei Bavel. And that gets out of all the questions, even if you find all over in Shas, Akko and Rekem, and even if you find someplace that Ashkelon, if you want, is within the borders of Olei Bavel, no problem. Rabbi Yehuda is describing an area that's smaller than Olei Bavel, because he's really not describing a halachic kolos Eretz Yisrael at all. He's describing, one in the words of the Re, the Iker Yishuv. The main Jewish settlement, L'chora, the main Jewish settlement at the time of the Mishnah, not any place where Jews ever settled since Ezra Nehemiah, the main Jewish settlement, Iker Yishuv. Why? Because our Gemara, our Mishnah, is not really interested at all in the halachic halos Eretz Yisrael. Our Mishnah is interested very, very practically in, are there Eid Mitzvah L'Kayim, or are there Bechiyin L'Shma, meaning is this the Iker Jewish Yishuv, the main, locus of Torah Judaism, or is this the periphery? So, Rabbi Yehuda is not describing any borders of Eretz Yisrael, he's just describing the Iker Yishuv as opposed to the periphery. So lots of cities might be totally Eretz Yisrael, but they're the periphery, he's not describing that. That's the Chiddush of the Reed in our Mishnah, when it talks about Eretz Yisrael, is not describing halachic Eretz Yisrael, but more of a practical, demographic description of Eretz Yisrael. But that's not so crazy, because there is a three-way machlokas Tanoim earlier in the Mishnah between the Tanakama and Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara later on explained that the Tanakama includes the Ayoros HaSmuchos, and Rabbi Gamliel says not the Ayoros HaSmuchos, the Tanakama says even things that are Samach to Israel, you don't say Fani Nechtam, Fani Nechtam. And Rabbi Gamliel says, well, things that are samach, you have to say funny nechtam, but things that are muvla, not so clear. A bit of a close, but muvla means, most people assume it means like, if Eretz Yisrael goes like this, it's in, like, if you draw a box around Eretz Yisrael, it would be in. It just happens to be outside where the border snakes around. You don't say funny nest and funny nechtam, because obviously Eden come and they learn about the Shema. And Rabbi Eliezer, the last day, says, nope, we go by actual Eretz Yisrael. So already a precedent in the Chacham and Rabbi Gamliel that they're not interested in halachically legitimized borders. They're interested in being practical. Let's practically look at the reason for the Takana. So once you already have the idea that two out of the three shitas are being practical and not formal, and that Rilez says, draw the line, but they say, no, include Nuvlos, or Tanakami even includes Smuchos, so it's not so crazy to say the whole Mishnah is being practical. And, you know, even Rabbi Eliezer, who says we draw the line, he's drawing the line, not formally, but practically, at the place of the Ikar Yishuv. So the Riz Pshat, even though it's a bit of a Chiddush, and we usually don't think of defining Eretz Yisrael by some practical Ikar Yishuv definition, is not a crazy shot in this Mishnah, because he has precedent from two out of the three deos in the Tanaim, which are already abandoning formal borders and just looking at practical, you know, notarizability or Torah knowledge of the Shema. You could also say that since we start that, maybe getting Medinas Hayam as opposed to Chutz La'aretz, well, Rashi comments in a different direction on this. Why do these Medinas Hayam as opposed to Chutz La'aretz work? Well, in any case, that's in the Chachamim, but certainly would be a hint that we're not necessarily dealing with formal, with regular boundaries, but with special boundaries that are practical. Is it Yam? Is it far? Or is it close? Those are the two main shitas represented in the Rishonim on the Daf. Either he's describing the nowadays borders of Oli Bavel, or the Re, he's describing the borders of Ikar Yishuv, which is smaller than Oli Bavel. However, the Rambam, that's number one on the Makorot sheet, seems to have a third shita. Some of the Nosakim try to deny it, but mostly they admit that the Rambam has a third shita. The Rambam points out that in Hay, Kol Shechziku Olam Yitzrayim, Neskadish Kedush Rishonah, Kevin Shegolah, Batlu Kedushah Son, Shechdush Rishonah, Fisha Haisim, Nei Akibash, Vavad, Kishon Sayyid, Kishon Lassad Lava, Kevin Shalom, Bnei Golah, Vechziku, Mitzah Arts, Kechua, Kedush Shni, Omedis, Olam Shaitu, Lassad Lava, Vinichos, Amon Komash, Shechziku, Olam Yitzrayim, Lo Chzikim, Olam Yitzrayim, etc. Okay, everyone knows this. Rambam, the borders of Olam Yitzrayim are larger borders. The borders of Olam Yitzrayim are smaller borders. Then he goes on, we'll come back to Halacha Vav. Zayin, Ezui Eretz Yechzikub Olam Yitzrayim. So what are the borders of Olam Yitzrayim? You know, again, Reinu Tam would say, they're much further than the borders of our Mishnah. Our borders are Olam Yitzrayim. The Reinu would say, they're much, much further. Our borders are small than Olam Yitzrayim. But he says, Me'rekim Shemizor Eretz Yisrael Yom HaGadol, Me'ashim Shemizor Eretz Yisrael Akko Shubat Tzafon. Right there, he takes our Mishnah. This is the only Makar of the Rambam. No other Makar he has in all of Shas and Chazal. Our Mishnah are the borders of Olam Mitzrayim. And then he goes in, he quotes some Gemaras from a little later. And then in Chet, he said, where's the borders of Olam Yitzrayim? That's smaller. Mikzivel Ethnim Kenegat Mizrach, etc. And then in Tess, at the end of Tess, he says, he describes what Surya is in the last eight words of Al-Akko Chutzlaritz Ka'ashkelon Vehin Tchumi Eretz Yisrael. Akko is Chutzlaritz like Ashkelon. Again, quoting our Mishnah, Akko is Chutzlaritz, Ashkelon is Chutzlaritz. These are the borders of the area that Olam Mitzrayim settled. So the Rambam clearly has a third shita. Of course, that gets the Rambam into lots of trouble, because if he's claiming that Akko and Ashkelon were not even settled by Olam Mitzrayim, what about the fact that statement forced in Tanakh that they were? So the one day the Ravatzer actually wants to say the Rambam never meant it. This is all Lav Davka. He didn't mean these were the borders of Olam Mitzrayim. But that's obviously very dachuk. So whatever you have to say something dachuk. Either there's two halves of Ashkelon, and one half they settled, one half they didn't, two halves of Akko, or there are two Ashkelon, that's the Kesem Mishnah, there are two Ashkelon, the two Akkos, and that's the Radvaz. Again, I don't know which dachuk shot it had of Miyashi, the Rambam with Tanakh, works the best, because, you know, there's slim pickings to choose from. But doesn't really matter. However, the Rambam, being the Rambam, for sure has a way to explain his shita based on Tanakh. Lemaisa, he is the third shita, and says the gvulos of our Mishnah are the gvulos of Olam Mitzrayim. Which then brings up the obvious question: why would our Mishnah depend on the gvulos of Olam Mitzrayim? Rabbeinu Tam is a perfectly good svara. This is Olam Bavel. These are the gvulos of the contemporary, in the Mishnah's time, state of Israel. Right, so of course that's where the Takana applies. The Riz Shad also has logic. we care about the Iker Yishuv, because that's when we can take care of the Eidim Tzurim L'Kayim on L'Shma. But the Rambam's Pshat, who cares? We're the only Mitzvah settled 1,000 years ago. Practically, it doesn't make a difference because Jews don't live there now. And halakhically, it doesn't make a difference, because the Kedusha of Olam Mitzrayim is Kitch L'Shat of Lok Shalas Lovas Vatul Mavatul. There's only Kedusha, there's only Trumas of Isis and Shvias in the full sense in the Gvulis of Olei Bavel. So the Rambam is a little bit strange. And look, probably we've all heard the Hesber of the Rambam at some point. It all starts from the Perush of the Ramban here. One of Rabbeinu Tam's kashas on himself when it came to Akko was, how can I say Akko was outside the Gvulus of Olei Bavel? Meaning, how can I say Akko has no Kedushas Haaretz? There are two proofs that it has Kedushas Haaretz. In Ksubos, Rav Abba would kiss the stones of Akko. Chavivos Eretz Yisrael, that shows it has Kedushas Haaretz. And in later on in Gittin, it's mutter to go to Akko, meaning there's no Isser of Yitzia. You see me Eretz Yisrael if you go to Akko. It's also go past Akko, but it's much to go to Akko, which shows that it has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam thought that was a good question, meaning he's equating three things. Chavivos Eretz Yisrael, Isser Yitzia me Eretz Yisrael, and Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. And he agreed that they're all three equated, so one half of Akko must be where you kiss the stones and where you're allowed to go to and which has Kedusha, and the other half doesn't have Kedusha. However, the Ramban here very famously points out, it's Makar number 2, he says, V'chi teima shalok of shu'olei bavel ha'am v'shalim yisach skubas rabba menashe kipa de'ako alma kadesha ikal meimra sfilu kadush v'shon kishal shaitim kishal asad lavo. So the technical way out of that question, yeah, Rav Abba, who kissed it, he thought that the kadush of olei mitzrayim was still in effect. V'fik chaysach aviv aleim v'lini gittin kemish shalok of shum enim b'kim l'shma v'lum yitzuyim l'kamim l'shrifu bat yidinim. The Inami, second answer is more famous, sfilu lo kishal asad lavo. And Echami kissed the stones even though it wasn't Kaddush. Elenia Trumas or Maestros. Chaviva Alayhu, the Inami, Sri Lokich, Lassa Lava, Elenia Trumas or Maestros, Chaviva Alayhu, even though it had no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in Akko, for Trumas or Maestros, it's still a Chaviva Eretz Yisrael. Why? The Ikadam Rikdush Shleishi, Shalahem Vaf, Bikin, Eresol, Chavusum, and Medicine, Shalta, and Yishavasa, and Tirasa. Says, think about it. What about the Mandamar? There's no Kedushas Eretz Pazmanazah. There's a Mandamar, Kedushas Shni is also Bato. So does that mean we don't love Eretz Yisrael? Does that mean you wouldn't kiss the stones? Does that mean it wouldn't be a mitzvah to live here? So Rabbi Tam would say, if there's no Kedusha, then don't kiss the stones. What do you mean? They're just the stones of Brooklyn. If there's no Kedusha, why do you want to live here? But the Ramban takes it as a Dabur Pashut, that even if there's no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, you still love the land of Israel. Even if there's no technical halachic Kedusha, you still love it, and you still want to live here. Right, this is possibly a little bit l'shitase in the Hasagas, in the Sei Dalad that he claims the Rambam left out for Sefer HaMitzvot, where he says the mitzvah the rice of Yishuv Haaretz to come in and conquer Eretz Yisrael and live there. There's a big machlokas Rishonim. Why should we have Yishuv Haaretz? Why should you live in Eretz Yisrael? Is it so you can do the mitzvahs there because of the Kedusha? Or no, because the mitzvah to do Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban clearly says the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which applied in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, even before there was Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Right? When they were in the Midbar, there was a mitzvah. They were supposed to go with Yashu Eretz Yisrael, and there was no Kedusha there. So, you can get out of this, Raya. But it could be that he's shown, no, Yashu Eretz Yisrael is with or without Kedusha, with or without Trumas or Maestros, with or without Shvias. There's still a mitzvah of Yashu Eretz Yisrael. What? The Ramban.
That's it. If you're
Ramban. Okay, it's still in the Ramban. I'm still in the Ramban. It's the truth is not such a great raya either, because you could always have said that it's because they were going to give a kedusha to mitzvos. But nonetheless, from the way it sounds like, so the Ramban has a fundamental machlokas of the Bali Tosos. The Bali Tosos holds, if you use Brisker terminology, the Bali Tosos holds there's one din in Eretz Yisrael. There's something called kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Whatever's kadosh is kadosh. Whatever's not kadosh is tinek. The Ramban holds there's two din in Eretz Yisrael. There's the parts that are kadosh, and they have trumas and maestros and shvias and mitzvah flees ba'aretz. And then there's the parts which aren't kadosh, but are still Eretz Yisrael, are still beloved. You'd still kiss the stones, and you'd still walk there, and you know, and not you would still vacation there, but not for living there. And you would still be mitzvah to live there, which is probably why he thinks it's also leave Eretz Yisrael, because you're supposed to live there. The Rav, in the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik gave a name for this idea of the Ramban. The Ramban clearly has Tzveidinim. Some parts of Eretz Yisrael, like inside Old Yvonne, have both aspects of Eretz Yisrael. You love it and you want to live there, and you have the halachic mitzvahs. Some parts, like Akko perhaps, don't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but you still love it and you want to live there. So this is famously, the Rav said in the name of his father, now it's published in a million books, Kedusha Gram Alevi, and Kedusha Gridva Gram, and Igros Grid Alevi, every Sefer, and Shiure Rav on Zroim, every Sefer now has it published. Said that there is Shame Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Right? Now, Tosos denies this. But for the Ramban, there is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that's the place that have all the Halach Kedusha and the Mitzvos. And then, even places that don't have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, because they weren't within Oli Bavel on the Kedusha of Rishonos Nesbatla, but as long as they were part of the original Yisrael, so shame it, it's still called Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, maybe it doesn't have Kedusha, but it's still called Eretz Yisrael, so you fist the stones, and it's a mitzvah to live there, and that's some place where it would be mutter to go, and it wouldn't be considered Yitzhiyam Eretz Yisrael, according to the Ramban. The Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Gram, didn't say this word in the Ramban. He said it originally in the Rambam, Kedarka Makodesh, and he said it because of one and a half Rambams. The most mefurish Rambam is number 3. Ein somchin zakenim b'chutz la'aretz, the afi she'ilo somchin nismach b'eretz Yisrael, afi lo yil somchin b'eretz Yisrael nismach, ein somchin tzoch lomar, etc. The last half line of number 3, there's only smicha in Eretz Yisrael. B'chol Eretz Yisrael she'achzika b'olim Yitzrayim r'uya l'smicha. The Rambam says mefurish, even though the Rambam says all over the place, including in the first marker on the sheet, that Kedusha Rishon is Batla. There is no Kedusha to the area that Olim Yitzrayim settled. There's only Kedusha in the area of Olim Bavel. Nonetheless, all of Eretz Yisrael that Olim Yitzrayim, that was miskadosh by Olim Yitzrayim, is Roy for Smicha, is called Eretz Yisrael in Smicha. So, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says, what's pshat? Why should all of Gvulos Olim Yitzrayim be considered Eretz Yisrael for Smicha? If they don't have Kedusha Saaretz, so it must be there's Shame Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, but it still has Shame Eretz Yisrael. It still is Eretz Yisrael, and just non-Kadosh Eretz Yisrael. As long as it is Eretz Yisrael, you can do Smicha there. He added, although this is far from Pasha, another Raya from the Rambam, for Ein Din Egla Rufa Noeg El Eretz Yisrael V'Chein Be'Ivar Yardin. The Rambam says Egla Rufa only applies in Eretz Yisrael, including Ivar Yardin. Now, this is a little bit of cheating, so it's one and a half, of course. Because it's not so clear whether Oli Bavel settled Eivar Yardin or not. That's a tremendous, tremendous machlokes achronim. It's not even within the Rambam, it's not so clear. But Moshe Soloveitchik assumed as the Rapashat, like the achronim, that Oli Bavel didn't settle Eivar Yardin, only Oli Mitzrayim did, as it says in the Chumash. So what we just saw that Egla Ruf applies in the Gvulos Oli Mitzrayim. But why? If Egla Rufa is only in Eretz Yisrael, and the Gvulos Olim Yitzrayim don't have Kedusha, why should it apply? Must be there's Shame Eretz Yisrael, where Egla Rufa applies and Smicha applies. And Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael, where it's only on a smaller area, where not only is there Egla Rufa and Smicha, but there's Trumas or Maestros as well. There may be a third Makar of this, and the Rabbaz already points this out. Makar 5, he points out that Kol Eretz Yisrael, Shechzik Olim Mitzrayim, even though it doesn't have Kedusha of Olim Bavel, right, he says, Ch'af Kuchel Shechzik Olim Bavel, Af Gav De'inik Eretz Yisrael, Yishum Sir Maishul, Lekzaf Tvarim, Le'inim Minu Smuchin, Kol Eretz Yisrael. It might not be Eretz Yisrael for Mitzvah, Tlius Ba'Eretz, Yishum Sir Maishul, but it's Eretz Yisrael for Smicha. Chen Min Hadar Be'Eretz Yisrael, and likewise for living in Eretz Yisrael, Ulin and Nikbar, being buried in Eretz Yisrael, Shach Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, Dinam Shavah. He basically says for Ketzas Tavarim it's not Eretz Yisrael, but for the general Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, the din is the same, and that's a pretty good deal for the Rambam, that Shame Eretz Yisrael, even though Kedusha Rishonim is Batel, all of, Chumash time and you'd say for Yeshua time, Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Yisrael for most of the purposes, just not for Chumas and Maishos, etc. That is clearly the Makar of the Rambam here as well. Right? Maybe if you check the Gittin Sefer, the Rav pointed this out also. But that explains the Rambam. This is the Rambam l'shitase. Right, the Rambam who says that even the Gvulim Yitzrayim, even though they have no Trumas or Maestros and Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, they're still Shame Eretz Yisrael, Nafkamina for most Dinim, like Smicha and Egla Rufa. So he says, go to our Mishnah as well, and says our Mishnah, Gittin belongs to Smicha and Egla Rufa, not with Trumas or Maestros. getting the funny enough doesn't depend on kedusha Eretz Yisrael. It's not a function of the kedusha. Just shame Eretz Yisrael. They made a takana in Eretz Yisrael, even though practically, like, what difference does it make where Olam Yitzrayim settled? If you want to know if you can notarize the shtar, doesn't matter. They made a takana in Eretz Yisrael, formal chaloshem Eretz Yisrael. And what the form of Chaloshim Eretz Yisrael? Not the area of Kedusha Voli Pachal. That's Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Shem Eretz Yisrael is all the Gvul Zolim Tzrayim, so that's a third Rambam, L'shitase. What is the mucker of the Rambam in all this? Right? Where did the Rambam get this whole idea of Shem Eretz Yisrael and Kedusha Eretz Yisrael? So, maybe he got it Misvara. I mean, the Ramban already had a little of it. The only thing is, the Ramban didn't start applying it to all kinds of Din and Doraisa, like Get, and Smicha, and Egla Rufa, perhaps. He just said, we love Eretz Yisrael. We love Shem Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam took it a step further. He said, not just that we love Shem Eretz Yisrael, and you can say you love something without giving it much of a, without saying all the halachas apply. The Rambam says, and there are more halachas that actually apply to Shem Eretz Yisrael than to Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, perhaps. Where did he get this idea? So the Or Sameach has a great theory. If anyone actually went through the Makorot, if you looked in the bottom of the Yerushalmi, there are different Yerushalmi in the Yerushalmi, whether this actually says this in the Yerushalmi or not. But the Or Sameach number 6 points out that there's a Gemara in Horios which says that we all know in Horios that if Bez Din HaGadol makes a Hora and Rov Klal Yisrael follow them, then they bring a Parhon Dabar Shel Tzibur. Who counts as Rov Klal Yisrael? Who counts as Rov Klal Yisrael? So the Gemara says only Yosef Eretz Yisrael count. Only they get a vote. If Rov Yosef Eretz Yisrael sinned, Parham Dov Shal Tzibur, if not, not, doesn't matter what the Jews in Chutz Lord did. Why? Because they say to the Kahal, V'nelam Dov Armeinah Kahal, and it says by Shalom Kahal, by Yesu, etc. Kahal Gadol Milavol Chamas Yadnach Mitzrayim. The Kahal is only people in the borders of Israel. Now that doesn't necessarily tell us anything about which borders of Eretz Israel, because in time of Shlomo Melech, the borders were Milavol Chamas Yadnach Mitzrayim. But that doesn't tell us anything about Bezman Hazeh. Everyone knows in time of Shlomo Melech, there was Kedush Eretz Israel from Milavol Chamas Yadnach Mitzrayim. What about Bizman Hazeh? So the Rishalmi has a funny line where, depending on your Gersa, if you have, some Gersas have Bereiyah for the purpose of Bereiyah's Panim B'Mikdash, which is very funny because it's a non-sequitur. What's it doing in Rishalmi? So let's assume, like probably the Gersa of Rov Mefarshim, although I haven't counted everyone, that it's Behoraya. Behora, for the Din of Parlam Dabar Shel Tzibur, Hochu Achar Yisrael Milavol Chamas Anach Mitzrayim. For Horah, we count the Jews who lived from Levo Chamas and Nachal Mitzrayim. So now this creates a problem. The Yerushalmi is saying Halach L'maisa. It's not saying history. It's saying a psach. The Horah Hochu Achar Kol Levo Chamas and Nachal Mitzrayim. Nowadays, there is no Kedush Yisrael from Levo Chamas and Nachal Mitzrayim. Kedush Yisrael is only in the smaller area of Oleg Bavel. So why would the Yerushalmi say that for Horah, we count the Jews from Levo Chamas and Nachal Mitzrayim? If there's no Kedush Eretz Yisrael from Levo Chamas Anach Mitzrayim. So you could say that's not the right Gersa in the Yerushalmi, or you could say the Yerushalmi is Lav Davka. But maybe, if the Yerushalmi is right, maybe the Rambam understood that the Yerushalmi was Davka. The Yerushalmi is Davka saying when it comes to Parhel and Dabar Shel Tzibur, and we apply the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, rogue Jews in Eretz Yisrael, we define Eretz Yisrael by the borders of Shlomo HaMelech, not by the borders of Oleg Bavel. Why, if there's no Kedush of the borders of Shlomo HaMelech? Must be that even though there's no Kedush Eretz Yisrael on the borders of Shlomo Melech, there's Shem Eretz Yisrael. And Parham Dabar Shel Tzibur doesn't depend on the Kedush Eretz Yisrael, it depends on Shem Eretz Yisrael.
According to a Moses Salvatrix understanding of the Rambam, shouldn't the Rambam have clarified in the space of Mechira when he's asking that Kedush should be shown as Butla? He should have said a clarification that it's only Butla with respect to, Rishon Satulius for Oretz and not with respect to other Dinim? Because the Rambam just says it like in the line.
That doesn't bother me. Another line there bothers me. But that doesn't bother me, because the Rambam is only talking about Kedush Eretz Yisrael. If Kedush Eretz Yisrael is Batla, why would you think Shem Eretz Yisrael is Batla? May I have to taste it? Yeah, Kedush Eretz Yisrael is Batla. Why does he have to tell you? Does he have to tell you Tefillin's not Batla?
Well, Kedush Eretz Yisrael is Batla.
Shem Eretz Yisrael is not Batla.
Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim stayed, and, if you're talking about that parak, what stayed and what left?
Right. It's the truth is that, I hear Kasha, you can ask much better Kasha. The Rambam actually says Mefuras there, that when there's no Kedush Eretz Yisrael, it's not Eretz Yisrael. It seems even before it's Rambam Perek Vav Beis Avichira that when there's no Kedush Eretz Yisrael, there's no Eretz Yisrael. Shari Eina Min Eretz Yisrael, this is Lashon. That's a big kasha from Moshe Salvechik Smart. I don't have a great answer for it. Moshe Salvechik Smart has so many riots that I can't deny it. But that's a terrible kasha. Either you have to say he was just Lav Davka there, which is a little dachuk. Or maybe, but this is a stretch, you can be mechalik between when there's no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael versus when there's Kedusha Eretz Yisrael partially. Maybe when there's Kedusha Eretz Yisrael partially, that sort of resurrects Shem Eretz Yisrael in the whole thing. But when there's no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael at all, there's no Shem Eretz Yisrael. I don't love that either, so it's still a bit of a tzar
to him. And what would the Tosfos do with all these riots from Sanhedrin and so on?
Oh, we'll get there in a second. The real answer is that these are all riots from the Rambam.
Okay,
they're not riots from Shas.
Still have to deal with that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yudal, that the smicha is limited there.
Okay, so we'll get there in a second. Let me just read two more Rambams. The Rambam number 7, the Perish Nice and Horios, it's not really such a good raya. But once you already have the Yerushalmi pointing out the Yerushalmi, if you look at the Rambam, Perish Rishnayis and Horios, he says, Omar v'chol Yisroel imom v'vokam asa nachm Yitzrayim, rotze v'zeh she'eila she'er v'zeh ha'mokam ein kol Yisroel v'ein lashkiyach v'yotzim in ha'aretz. So the Rambam, Perish Rishnayis Horios, again, he could just be talking lav davka, but he seems to say, v'zeh, these people are Eretz Yisroel, which implies even v'zman ha'zeh, these people are Eretz Yisroel, which sounds like maybe even v'zman ha'zeh, l'vokam asa nachm Yitzrayim is considered shame Eretz Yisroel, which would indicate that his mocker really was Yerushalmi, and that's where he got it from. In fact, that even with Manazeh, Levoch HaMata Nachum Mitzrayim is called Eretz Yisrael. Again, it's not such a strong raya, but it certainly fits in. I think a great raya for this idea of Shem Eretz Yisrael in the Rambam is, let's go back to number one. And Halacha Vav. Nimtza Kol, no one brings this raya, but I think it's the best raya. No one brings this raya because it doesn't mean anything halachically, it's just a few words. But I think it's the best raya because he's not saying anything halachal. He's just defining the words. What better raya is there than that? Vav nimtza halacha vav in the beginning of Pelchos Trumos. Nimtza kol olam leni mitzvah tluyis v'aretz nechlas v'gimel machlokos. There are three parts of the world: Eretz Yisrael, Suriah, and Chutz La'aretz. The Eretz Yisrael nechlas v'shaim. There are two parts of Eretz Yisrael. Kol shechziko olim bavel is chelik echad. Kol shechziko olim triangle vad chelik sheni. And then Chutz La'aretz is also divided into two: the Middle East and other places. The Rambam says there are three parts of the world: Eretz Yisrael, Suriah, and Chutz La'aretz. And within Eretz Yisrael, there are two parts: the part that only Babel settled, and the part that only Mitzrayim lived in. So, if you just take the Rambam's lashon literally, he says there are two parts of Eretz Yisrael. One part is where only Babel settled, which has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The other part is where only Mitzrayim settled, which doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But it's clear that he called them both Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that's why they don't bring this down, but maybe subconsciously that's why Rav Moshe Soloveitchik decided to call Shem Eretz Yisrael. Look at the Rambam. The name Eretz Yisrael applies to the whole Gvulas of all the Mitzrayim. Right? There are two parts of Eretz Yisrael, one part with Kedusha, one part without, but they both have the name Eretz Yisrael. So I think it's pretty important in the Rambam that Trumas Alevav, that there really is Shem Eretz Yisrael in the entire borders, even where only Mitzrayim lived. But Kedush Seretz Yisrael is limited to the Gvulos of only Bagel. Now, I would explain all the Rambams very beautifully.
In regard to the base of the Chia, who suggests that there's a notion of Shem Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis Mikdash? I'm not making this up. I mean, Rosenzweig pointed out that there's a Gura in the beginning of Haskema, and the Haskema, but there the Mishnah was listening
to the famous
Kedusha, and he takes out, when he talks about the general Eretz, he takes out Fala. Rosenzweig is trying to roll over that. He's trying to say that the different gradations are all vis-a-vis Mikdash. Now, as the different Ayaras, have a certain Mikdash.
Right. It's a little tricky, though, because in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Rambam keeps mentioning Maisers and Shvias, which Davka is the kind of thing that the Gra doesn't think belongs to the Mishnah and Kalim. So that is a little tricky. But maybe it's about to work with, but you need to work with it more. So that's still a little bit of a Tzarfi, and I don't know if anyone has... No, I wasn't a good person. I didn't put the Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBechira on the Xerox Bakura sheet. Which I probably should have. But again, it's a difficult lashon. I admit it's throwing a monkey wrench into the whole vart of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. But it's just such a convincing vart that I have to accept it anyway. The Rambam does say, he says in absolutely the worst lashon he could have for this vart, he says, Kevin Shenil Kart Midehen, when the Bavlim took Eretz Yisrael away, it was no longer Eretz Yisrael after it was the Kedusha. Which again, is pretty difficult for Moshe Soloveitchik's whole Vart, which says that even if you lose the Kedusha, it's still called Shem Eretz Yisrael. So, I don't have a great explanation for this Rambam. I don't know if anyone else does. You probably haven't thought about it as long as I have. But I've been thinking about it for at least 10 years. I don't have... you can make up dachlik explanations all you want, but I don't have a good explanation for the Rambam, and we'd like to think that ultimately there are good explanations for Rambams, just you don't always have them yet. So that's a bit of a tzarach iyun. Certainly, if anyone did have a good explanation for this Rambam, without Dochak, then I'd be permanently indebted to them. But for now, I think just a rise in favor of this word is so convincing that we'll have to go ahead anyway and just say the Rambam's Lashon was Lav Davko or Tzarech Iyon in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. What does Tosfos do with all these rayas? The answer is, I think very poshut, that you don't have to agree to any of this. Tosfos doesn't agree to any of this. They say there isn't Shein Eretz Yisrael Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And among the Achronim, one of the great Achronim, took this Derech of Tosfos and ran with it. The Minchas Chinuch, consistently wherever he is, refuses to acknowledge this Ramos Salvechik word of Shein Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Just, I won't read them inside, but in number 8, when it comes to Smicha, he quotes the Rambam of Smicha, and the Kesef Mishnah says that he finds a Raya in Shas, and basically, he says there is no Raya in Shas for the Rambam, I don't know why the Rambam said this, and he ends with, V'vadeh Rambam Motzav Eiza Mokom V'anach Lo Neida. The Rambam must have had some sort of mucker for this that we don't know. Basically, Minchas Chinuch doesn't understand this Rambam. He's like, look, the Rambam says Smicha applies to Gulas Olam Mitzrayim, but I have no idea why. I can't think of any justification for this. Must be Sodesh Shem Lireyah. Must be that the Rambam had some reason that we're not on the Madriga to figure out. So he's not, obviously, Minchas Chinuch is not going to reject the Rambam offhand. That wouldn't be proper based on his place in the Sora. But logically, he can't understand not just the specific mukkah or the Kesef Mishnah brings to the Rambam. He can't understand where the Rambam is coming from. He can't find any mukkah for the Rambam. Why can't he find any mukkah for the Rambam? Because there's no place in Shas that says you can do give smicha in the Gvulos of Olam Mitzrayim. No place. The Rambam thought it was a good svar, Shem Eretz Yisrael. But the Minchas Chinuch doesn't like it at all. And in other places where it's not so clear, he goes even further. Over here, it's a Mefurish Rambam. This is the most Mefurish of Mefurish Rambams. Straight out, in quite so many words, all of Eretz Yisrael of Olam Mitzrayim is Kashmir Smicha. So what can he do? He can just say, I have no idea what the Rambam said. Every place else, he just says it can't be true. In Mitzvah Kuf Chaf, about Horios, about Paral and Darshal Tzibur, he says, it's Pashat that you count the Eretz Yisrael and the Gvulos of Olam Bavel for Paral and Darshal Tzibur. Why would you count the people of Gvulos of Olam Mitzrayim? That's not Kedushas Eretz anymore. Ah, the Babbling, the Rishalmi, and the Rambam, everyone said, Mivolcham Asanach Mitzrayim. They just meant in the old Dias Rishos, Mivolcham Asanach Mitzrayim. And in Bayashani, it's from Kziv. Right? But obviously, you wouldn't count the Jews who live in the borders of Olam Mitzrayim for Paral and Darshal Tzibur, because that's not Eretz Yisrael anymore. And likewise, at number 10, he says, what about Kiddush HaChodesh? You can only do that in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, it's Pasha to me that Kiddush HaChodesh, when we say Kiddush HaChodesh only, he's asking an interesting question. Why, during the time of Golus Bavel, did they do Kiddush HaChodesh in Bavel? So he says, very simple. Because there was no Eretz Yisrael anymore. Because Kiddush HaArtz is Bavel. If Kiddush HaArtz is Bavel, there is no Eretz Yisrael. So, there was no way. If there's no Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to do Kiddush HaChodesh in Chutz La'aretz. So what is the Minchas Chinuch has a consistent Shita. The consistent Shita of the Minchas Chinuch is that Kedushas Haaretz equals Shem Eretz Yisrael, every single din, whether it be Smicha, whether it be Paral and Darshal Tzibur, whether it be Kiddush HaChodesh, that applies to Eretz Yisrael, only applies where there's Kedushas Haaretz Yisrael, which means we're talking about the Risha from the Vokh Masanai, it's right here, the time of Golas Bavel, no place, and in the time of Shabbai Shani and on, from Kziv and on, from Kziv and Anahar, whatever exactly the, Mikziv Lefnim. This became a machlokas also at some point between the Kaftor of Ferach and the Maharit. The Kaftor of Ferach says in number 11 that he, it's a whole book of Kedushas Yisrael, it's all the book for a story of Parthi. He says, Kavanas Kval Zeha Perach, I just took a few lines, Shemaster Zachar Nubovim Ketit Menayam, Chok Hayotze Behem Keinyan Vithibar Melso Amo. Everything I mentioned here, and all other things about Eretz Yisrael, like the idea of being buried there as a kafara, chol adom lehem, shakol ina yom hevda v'lo hefresh v'lo chila klal b'mashakav shu olim Yisrael b'mashakav shu olim Bavel. There is no difference between the borders of Olim Yisrael and the borders of Olim Bavel. They're all shame Eretz Yisrael. She'ein shem dover zesh lo yivazeh b'ni ha-kedush v'amal, they have the same kedush and maila. Levad chiv chumas v'amayis v'domeim she'il d'arayis v'amayis v'amayis except for chumas v'amayis 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 v'amay not in the borders of Olim Mitzrayim. But for everything but Shemot Sama Yisrael sent, etc., Eretz Yisrael defined by Shem Eretz Yisrael by the Gvulos of Olim Mitzrayim. And then the Ma'arit, a little later on, took him on. He had an interesting shilas, a few shilas. Tashmuts also dealt with this. Someone wanted to force his wife to make Aliyah to Gaza with him. Problem is, the Gazas in the borders of Olim Mitzrayim, half of Tanakh is about David HaMelech conquering it, but it's not in the borders of Olim Bavel. So could he force her to make Aliyah there? So that they brought up, he brought up the Kafir of Refs, says, look, I've enforced Kafir of Refs, that, fine, put aside Trumas of Meister and Shvias. All the Dinim Eretz Yisrael and Hashem Eretz Yisrael and applying the Gvulos of Olim Mitzrayim. And the Ma'arit said, absolutely not. If as much of the Kaftar of Ferach followed in the footsteps of the Rambam, the Ma'arit followed in the footsteps of the Bali Tosos and anticipated the footsteps of the Menachos Tinoch. He says, Me'at Eim B'Dover Sofek, Shekeim and She'en and Echsheves Eretz Yisrael Mi'am Mitzvahs HaNoagos Bah, Hari Yekechutz La'aretz Gemura L'chol HaDvarim. He says very clear, if you don't have Kedush Eretz Yisrael, it's Chutz La'aretz Gemura L'chol HaDvarim. Exactly like Tosin the Minchas Kinoch. Cheri Avira Tame, Reish Perak Misho Tziu, Maisa Raya, he brings a Raya that there is Tomas Eretz Ha'am in there, which may or may not be a good proof, because that might just have been a practically Goyim buried people there. And then in the end, he gets into another issue, which we won't get into now, which is, says, and even Lu Yitzri, the Kaftar Feref, is right that it is Eretz Yisrael. Who says the idea of making Aliyah depends on going to Eretz Yisrael? Maybe it depends on keeping the mitzvos. And if you don't have the mitzvos, then maybe even if it is Eretz Yisrael, you can't force your wife to go there if there are no more mitzvahs. Okay, that's a separate issue. Lemaisa, so I think we've seen pretty clearly the three shitos and how to interpret what borders Rabbi Yehuda is telling us in our Mishnah, and the machlokes being Bali Tosos, and the Ma'arit, and the Minchas Tinoch Pekad Gisa, and the Rambam, and the Kaftar Ferach, and a little bit embryonically in the Ramban here, Me'idach Gisa, as to whether there's only one type of Eretz Yisrael, there's Kedush Eretz Yisrael, borders of Oli Bavel, everything outside is Chutz La'aretz, or whether there's Tvei Dinim Eretz Yisrael, there's Kedush Eretz Yisrael and borders of Oli Bavel, but there's Shem Eretz Yisrael and the whole Eretz Yisrael from the time of Oli Mitzrayim, which didn't go away, even though the Kedusha did go away. What I think is the more interesting aspect to discuss here is, clearly we can make ourselves a list. What dinim depend on Kedush Eretz Yisrael? For sure, the Rambam keeps mentioning Trumos, Maestros, and Shvias. Trumos, Maestros, and Shvias are functions of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Right? So they only apply midrash in the borders of Olim Bavel. Versus, what dinim depend on Shem Eretz Yisrael? What dinim depend on Shem Eretz Yisrael? At least for the Rambam, we could put on. If Moshe Soloveitchik is right, then, for the Rambam, what would be put on Shem Eretz Yisrael? Smicha, for sure. And perhaps you could add Egla Rufa, if Moshe Soloveitchik is right. And if the Rosh Hameach has a good reading, we can add Har Helen Dover Shel Tzibur. And then, there's a lot of... And
Gitten.
Gitten. That's where we started. And then, the Ramban, at least, as Kavivos and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael slash Dirav Eretz Yisrael, which let's assume are saying the same thing, slash the Isser Yitziyah Me Eretz Yisrael. Right, also, these apply to Shem Eretz Yisrael, which is the entire Gvulos of Olim Mitzrayim. There is an Achmina, the Gvulos Eretz Yisrael Bezmanazeh, Golim Mitzrayim Bezmanazeh for Shem Eretz Yisrael. Now, you could say this is all that Ramos Soloveitchik said, but what's the point here? Why? What's the nature of Shem Eretz Yisrael and what's the nature of Kedush Eretz Yisrael? Like, how did Chazal know which mitzvos apply according to Tosfos, the Michel Schina? It was very easy. The only board is Oli Bavel. Inside is inside, outside is outside. But if you say that this board in the Rambam is correct, then how did Chazal know that, and if you want to say the Ramban, then you can say, Chazal figured. All of Shem Eretz Yisrael, you should love it and want to be affiliated with it, but real halachas only apply to Kedush Eretz Yisrael. By the time you get to the Rambam, there are real halachas that depend on the applying to Shem Eretz Yisrael, and real halachas that only apply when you have Kedush Eretz Yisrael. How do Chazal know, like, which real halachas apply in the to Shemer Yisrael, and which halachas stem from Kedusha Yisrael? By which I'm asking, like, cut out the code words. Right? What does Shem Eretz Yisrael mean? And what does Kedusha Eretz Yisrael mean? So, anybody have any theories?
Agriculture. Yeah.
So maybe it's a matter of agricultural versus non-agricultural. Okay.
It's also the Shem Shekib, Shem Shekib would be a big balance on that.
So you'd have to figure out maybe that rolls up Shem Eretz Yisrael, not Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, you're saying?
Of course.
Okay. So maybe it's a matter of agriculture versus non-agriculture, which is possible. We'll have to refine a little. Any other theories? So I think there are a few ways of handling this, although I think that's the right answer in the end. The Tashbetz has one formulation, but I want to the different formulations that were suggested. The Tashbetz, number 12, has one formulation. He really starts talking about Eivar HaYarden. He's interested in whether you could, you know, force your wife to move to Eivar HaYarden or not. So everyone was interested in those days. The number 12, the Trei Inyaninin Hu Kedusha Shechina U Kedusha Mitzvos. There's Kedusha Shechina and Kedusha Mitzvos. That's how he defined the two aspects of Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha Shechina and Kedusha Mitzvos. U Kedusha Shechina Miyachedes Be'Eivar HaYarden Yama. And Kedusha Shechina only applies to the West Bank. West Bank meaning including Tel Aviv. You know, Lafuka Eivar HaYarden. Only applies to the West Bank. Ukedushas mitzvos, famous of Mizan. Ukedushas mitzvos applies to the West Bank and the East Bank. And then, Mechiv Halom, then Ukedushas mitzvos. This is the oldest machlokas in the book. What? You can force your wife because of the Shechina or because of the mitzvos. He says only because of the mitzvos. Shom mitzvos, dira bovad, etc. But then he says a little at the end. So he has like one afkamina. Eivar HaYarden has the mitzvos, as Kedushas Aretz, but it doesn't have Shechina. At the end, he throws in. That v'im tomar, the end of the third last line, came into chiv halazu l'mitzvos dira eino l'tayim mitzvos nogas bo. If the chiv halaz is only cause of the kedushas mitzvos, v'osam ha-mitzvos ha-amar de'ein nogim is banaze el midrabanan, and the mitzvos don't even apply nowadays, midaraisa, the kedushas ezra batla, because he's holding that kedushas shini is batla, and came on chutz l'aretz eretz yisrael. What's he doing in chutz l'aretz eretz yisrael? What's he saying? He's saying that, if your wife had to follow you here because of Kedusha Shechina Tena. But if your wife only has to follow you because of Kedusha's mitzvahs, what do you do if you hold that Kedusha's mitzvahs as butla? So what does he seem to imply? The implication of the Tashbetz. It's not some force. It's really talking about Eivar HaYarden. He's not talking about after Bittul Kedusha. But the implication of the Tashbetz seems to be that Kedusha Shechina is around even after the Golus, even after the Bittul Kedusha, but Kedusha's mitzvahs is not. That's what the Tashbetz seems to be saying is that, you know, how do you sort of decide, like, what goes on which side? I think what the Tashbetz is saying is that this is Kedushas Mitzvos, and this is Kedushas Shechina. Shem Yisrael means Kedushas Shechina applies, on the one hand, to all of the borders of all the Mitzrayim, I think you would say, speculating a little, adding a little, even if the Kedusha is Batla. Not the Eivar HaYarden, even if there is Kedusha. Kedusha's mitzvahs would apply that the technical halachic rules to Eivar HaYarden, but not after Kedusha's butler. Could you use the Tashbetz to explain the Rambam? He wasn't. Maybe if you want to be nidchak, you could say, look, Kedusha's mitzvahs, trumas, maaser, and shi'as are mitzvahs. But the other thing, those aren't mitzvahs you have to do. Those are situations and issues that come up. You know, so that's been the Shechina. Why do you have to bring Negla Rufa? Because Hadam Yitamis Ha'aretz, you don't want to see look Shechina because of Ritzicha. Why do you have to have Smicha? Because the Shechina gives you the ability to give Smicha. Why do you have Parlam Darshal Tzibur? Because if the Shechina can't rest, can't be choking himself in Israel, if they're all Chayim Karis. So, Gittin's going to be a little tricky that you have to say they just threw it formally. But maybe, unless you want to say it's the Shechina that, you know, helps us do things with Shema, that's a little tricky. Maybe with Dolchak you could sort of stick in that Kedusha's mitzvos, that's for mitzvos, and all these things are not about mitzvos, they're really about Hashra Shechina. And it's the Shechina that applies that can never mean as Batel, as the Rambam says, the Shechina in the Tela, that applies to rules all the Mitzrayim. But the mit and these are all Shechina, not mitzvos. I mean, I know they're mitzvos, but they're about Hashra Shechina. The mitzvos are Batel. That's one possibility in the Tashbetz.
Just going back to what David said before about the Shev Shekivshu and the Shev Shekivshu, Chora, even you can see according to the Rambam, the Shem Eretz Yisrael should apply even before the Olim Mitzrayim. Because in one of the Rambams, I don't remember which one, he brings the Raya to the Kedusha, not on Kedusha, to Habibus Eretz Yisrael, whatever you want to call it, that Yaakov and Yosef wanted to be buried there specifically. So you see that was even before any Olim Mitzrayim.
Okay. The truth is, there's a bit of a machlok zachron in the Rambam, and there's a stira in the formulation of the Kabbalah of Ferah. Is Kedusha only Mitzrayim because only Mitzrayim came, or because they were supposed to come? Right? Is it because only Mitzrayim actually came there, gave the Shem Eretz Yisrael? Or no, even before they came, the fact that they were supposed to come there, and the Torah said this is the Eretz that's been promised you, gives the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So even if I see only Mitzrayim, that doesn't necessarily mean it has to start in only Mitzrayim. Now, the Kabbalah of Ferah, at least someplace, says, no, it started beforehand, just only Mitzrayim came there because it had Shem Eretz Yisrael.
So was it a sent in this cottage even before the Yemei Yehoshua?
As far as Shem Eretz Yisrael, perhaps. Right, it's not so clear, but
right.
Certainly at least in some place the Kaptur Baruch says as much.
It's much possible to start in Chumash.
Yeah, clearly. You know, at least La'inyan is sort of the Chavivos, and maybe not La'inyan the Paran Dorshal Tzibur, etc.
Right.
That's true. Nachum.
Well, you see that the Rambam has Chavivos from the fact that he quotes all those memories.
Right. I agree. We'll see in the end that I don't think this is a good way to explain the Rambam. The second way to explain the Rambam, which is interesting, but I don't think is really the right way to explain the Rambam, for reasons that I'll surprise you with in a second, is I saw in a few places, Rav Rosenzweig and Rav Lichtenstein quoted the name of the Rav. I think that was officially written in the name of the Rav in one of these, maybe in the Shiur Machala, they quote this as like how the Rav explained it once. So he once explained it, but usually he just said Shem Eretz Yisrael Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. He's a brisker, he's not supposed to explain things. But he wants to at least, I don't even know if this is an accurate quote of the Rav, but it's an interesting explanation. They want to say if the difference between the Kedusha, Trumas or Maestro, Shviya, special mitzvahs, versus being the national homeland of the Jewish people. Maybe that's what Shem Eretz Yisrael means. It's our country. It's the Jewish nation. As opposed to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and that applies in all of Olam Mitzrayim. As opposed to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which means it has Chivrei Mitzvot, so it's on a higher level of Kedusha. And that would actually explain a lot of these things very nicely. You know, what's Smicha? Maybe Smicha is not about anything mystical. Smicha is that they represent Klal Yisrael. After all, passing on the sword of Klal Yisrael and putting them in charge of Klal Yisrael. Right? They're Dayanim of Klal Yisrael. So only in the national homeland of the Jewish people can we appoint Dayanim. And only in the national homeland of the Jewish people do we have to worry about murders. And obviously only in the national homeland of the Jewish people do we count who's a Jew to vote and to see whether we have to bring a parallel to the Dovashel Tzibor or not, the Chavivas, etc. This is also a very, very nice explanation. It's a different way of looking at two studs of Eretz Yisrael. Somewhat even has to go up to the opposite of basing yourself on the Tashbis, that Shem Eretz Yisrael, the Tashbis, Shem Eretz Yisrael is more like mystical, and Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is more like mitzvahs. For this formulation of the Rav, you may have reported that he said once, Shem Eretz Yisrael is more political. Obviously, political not in the secular sense, right? None of these are secular political aspects. But political in the Torah sense, which is political as the Am HaTorah, versus Chivrei Mitzvos, which is Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Lemaisa, it's a nice explanation, explains a lot of these things very nicely. There's one thing that it doesn't work for, which kills both of these pshatim. What kills both of these pshatim? Challah. Challah kills both of these pshatim. And maybe even, what was the third pshat? Agriculture versus, you know, non-agriculture. The problem with all of these things is that you have to have a power to it. You have to have challah over the list. This is pretty mefurish. It's a mefurish mishnah in... We're running out of time, so I won't read anything inside. It's a mefurish mishnah in challah that there are three different arotzos in challah. There's within the gulos holy Babel, there's within the gulos holy Mitzrayim, and then there's outside the gulos. And within the Gula Zola Mitzrayim, you have to miyafresh challah twice. Once gets burnt and once gets eaten. All the Rishonim say this is Din Derabbanan. The Rashba and Piskei Challah, which might have made them to the Shigya, and the Meiri, I think there's a Meiri on Challah. They all say it's Din Derabbanan. But the Rambam says in Hilchos Bikurim, where he has Hilchos Challah number 14, he implies that the first Challah is not right. He said, the second Challah you're taking Gula Zola Mitzrayim is Din Derabbanan. Implying the first one is the Raisa. And I thought you could get out of that. And as a matter of fact, there are some unfortunate who try to get out of it in the Rambam. But once you look at the Perish Mishnayim, there's no getting out. At 15, the Perish Mishnayim, he says straight out that, just look at the end of the third line. Eretz Yisrael Shechziku Olam Mitzrayim, Velonis Kachim Ezra El Nishu Agoyim Garimba, meaning only Shem Eretz Yisrael, no producer Yisrael. Hayavash Techalos, Achav Nisref Neshi Trumatamea, Yeshlo Shiel, Fishim in a Torah. The first challah is midoraisa. Challah is midoraisa in the Gvulus Olam Mitzrayim. Shenemar b'chalchemi lechem ha'aretz. Whenever you eat the lechem ha'aretz, and it's part of the aretz, Shem Eretz Yisrael. So it's mefurish that challah depends on Shem Eretz Yisrael, unlike Trumos or Maestros, and Shvius, which depend on Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Now the question is, how does that fit in? So that sort of kills most of these pshatim, because you're not going to be able to use the Tashbis to explain the Rambam then. I don't know, because like, why does Shechina make you take off Challah as opposed to Shumas or Maestros and Shvius? You're not going to be able to use this one explanation, which Rav Aaron and Rav Rosenzweig quoted from the Rav once, and maybe the entire thing of Brown Sefer, that it's about there's the mitzvos and being the homeland of the Jewish people. So why should the homeland of the Jewish people? That explains everything, but not Challah. Why does Challah? Challah should go with mitzvos. And it's going to, what do you mean agricultural? Challah is agricultural. Everything else is not agricultural. Challah is agricultural. So what's pshat of the Rambam? So you just have to point out one important shita of the Rambam that Rav Chaim sort of hinted at. What's the important shita of the Rambam about challah? Did you know challah? So, what does the Rambam hold? Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi on Kiddush Nechalam Vavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav that's right. So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. Why didn't they put Chal in this Mishnah? Sorry, again, they go into all kinds of details. What's one explanation why Chal is not in that Mishnah in Kedushin Mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz? Because it's not a Mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz. Maybe Chal is not a Mitzvah Tluyos Ba'aretz. It's not an agricultural mitzvah. What's Shat? First I'll prove it to you. Then I'll explain it to you. Number 17. Ein chayavim b'chalim in a Torah elevate Yisrael b'levad, says the Rambam. Shenemar v'hayavah v'alchem y'lechem ha'aret. This is not in Shas or Mishonim. Rambam says you're only chayav chal in Eretz Yisrael because it's xeris akasa of lechem ha'aretz. What should the Rambam have said? You're only chayav chal in Eretz Yisrael because, what's the ruling condition? Mitzvot luis v'aretz only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Does he need a pasuk why you only do shum surmeister in Eretz Yisrael? Does he need a pasuk why you only do shvigas in Eretz Yisrael? All mitzvot luis v'aretz apply in Eretz Yisrael. It's a rule. Why do you need a pasuk by chala? Obviously, the Rama holds chala is not mitzvot luis v'aretz. Meaning, shumus and maisus and shvias are mitzvot luis v'aretz. Aretz here meaning not the land of Israel. Aretz meaning the land, the ground, agricultural. And everything else that's not tluyos ba'aretz, or let's call it mitzvos she'enon tluyos ba'aretz, mitzvos she'enon tluyos ba'aretz, applying all shem eretz Yisrael. Why is Chala not a mitzvah tluyos ba'aretz? So this is the Rambam l'shitase against not only all the Rishonim, but most of them first in the Rambam, what they try to get him to say. In 18, Perish Yisrael sheyatzu chutzlart turim in achal min hashumus and ramayis v'shenema she'anim neviyiz gam shama, shama tem chayem v'chutzlart turim. If you have wheat of Israel and you bring it to Chutz La'aretz, it's pasur from Chala. And if you have wheat of Chutz La'aretz that comes into Eretz Yisrael, it's chayiv in Chala. Chumus or Maisros, it's only midrabanan if you bring Turkish wheat into Eretz Yisrael, you're chayiv in Chumus or Maisros. But mida oraisa, if you bring Israeli wheat to Turkey, you're pasur from Chala. If you bring Turkish wheat to Israel, you're chayiv and chala. And the Kesem Mishnah has a lot of Trumah going into it. Says, no, the Rambam probably didn't mean it. Otherwise, he explained the Rambam. Like, why would it be that for Trumah, you bring Turkish wheat to Eretz Yisrael, midoraisa, there's no Trumah or Maisros. But you bring Turkish wheat to Eretz Yisrael, midoraisa, there is chala. Why? Rav Chaim explains very perfectly. This is the Shitas of Rambam, that chala is not mitzvah tluyos ba'aretz. Meaning, chala has nothing to do with what land it grew from. Chala has nothing to do with whatsoever with what ground it grew in. Shumas and Maisus have to do with where it grew.
If it grew in Turkey, it can never be factored to Israel Midoraisa. But challah has nothing to do with where it grew. It's totally irrelevant. I don't care where it grew. If you make dough in Eretz Yisrael, you're fighting on challah Midoraisa. And I don't care where it grew. If you make dough in Turkey, you're a putter from challah Midoraisa. There's absolutely no nafkamina Midoraisa, or probably even Midorabanan. There's no nafkamina where the wheat grew. In terms of maestros, there is. Right? If I make a goren of Turkish wheat, I'm a lechai Midorabanan. In this room, if I make a goren in this room of Israeli, we don't have Midoraisa. But for challah, it makes absolutely no difference where it grew. What does Rav Chaim say? He said, Chumas or Maestros and Shrias have to do with the actual soil of Eretz Yisrael. What land is it growing in? The land of Eretz Yisrael. Challah has nothing to do with the land of Eretz Yisrael. It's not a mitzvah police for Eretz. It doesn't matter where it grew. Ah, but there's Xeris Akasav, Lechem Aretz. It depends where you make your bread. It has nothing to do with the land. It has to do with the airspace, the definition of the space. If you make your bread in the airspace of Israel, then you're chayiv and chal midoraisa. If you make your bread outside the airspace, you're potter. But it has nothing to do with mitzvah lefluyos ba'aretz. And I think that's probably the real shot in the Rambam's difference. Shame Eretz Yisrael and Kedush Eretz Yisrael. Shame Eretz Yisrael is agriculture, the land, as opposed to the space. Mitzvah lefluyos ba'aretz can have to do with the land. Mitzvah police are, they have to do with what land you're dealing with. Shvias applies to the land of Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply to the space of Eretz Yisrael, right? You're allowed to grow things inside a house in a flower pot. Right? Chumas and maestros apply to the land of Eretz Yisrael. But challah and egla rufa and smicha and parah shel tzibur and get and everything else has nothing to do with the land itself. It doesn't matter. There's no connection to the soil, to the land. It just has to do with the makom of Eretz Yisrael. In the makom of Eretz Yisrael, it didn't apply. Not the Gezeiras HaKasav. In the makom of Chutz La'aretz, it doesn't apply. So I think that's found around it. The shame makom depends on shame Eretz Yisrael. What makom am I in? That's shame Eretz Yisrael. As long as I'm in the Gvulos Olam Mitzrayim, I'm in the makom of shame Eretz Yisrael. Any din that applies to the makom of Eretz Yisrael applies midoraisa, and it can never be nisbatel. But if you want to know not what makom I'm in, but Al Pi Rav Chaim doesn't tie this into shame to Eretz Yisrael. He just points out about that the difference in challah and terms of maestros. But if you want to know not what makom I'm in, because Shumas Maisha is not enough to be in the makom of Israel. It needs to grow from the land of Israel. Shvias, not enough to be in the makom of Israel. It needs to be the land of Israel. Shasa Ha'aretz has to be the Aretz of Israel. So if you want to know not what Eretz I'm in, like what country I'm located in the makom, but what Eretz, what land we're dealing with, the actual ground of the land, that needs Kedusha. You have to be Mekadesh, Kedusha Eretz Israel, to actually make the land itself be Mekadesh you in certain mitzvahs. And that Yusaret, so it was originally in the Gvulos Olam Yisrael, was this Bafel, and came back only in the Gvulos of Olam Yisrael. So the land needs Kedusha. But the Makom, that's Mitzvah Tfluyos Ba'aretz, that has to do with the actual land. But the Makom for Mitzvah that nothing to do with the land, just have to do with what Makom you're in, that depends on Shem Eretz Yisrael. I think that that's actually the Emes Lamito shot in the Rambam here, which then explains Gittin perfectly well. Since Gittin has nothing to do with the land, just has to do with what Makom you're in, then once Hanal made Takana, they didn't decide to like be mechalik in every place whether there's Iker Yishuv or not. They just said Eretz Yisrael, since it's in the makom, not in the land. It's obvious. It's not a mitzvah to lose Eretz. That applies to Shem Eretz Yisrael, and the whole Rambam Shita, I think, comes together perfectly. L'shitase. Okay, that's my shot in Eretz Yisrael. We'll pick up Amir Tzashem, I think, next week, but it'll have to be a different day because I'm going to be in America. Monday with who's next week?
Wednesday.
Okay, next Wednesday, Amir Tzashem, so I'll be in America Monday, Tuesday. We'll pick up with Dovi on the Shema.
Rabbi
Miller gives shiur on Wednesday.